Mr. Hoffman, thank you so much for calling.
Happy to join you. Thanks for having me.
What is the scene like at your are you at your election headquarters?
Well, we're trying to get ourselves over to the headquarters. When you have two young kids, sometimes getting everybody ready and out the door can take a little while.
All right. Do you have? I guess this is a fairly open ended question, but I'll ask it anyway. What are your expectations going into the election today?
Well, I feel like we've done everything we set out to do. We ran what I think was a really strong campaign, a very positive campaign, and I have said from the beginning that, especially with this new top two format, this campaign was going to reward the candidate that could build the broadest base. And I think I did that. I brought together the leading environmental, business, and labor groups. That doesn't happen very often, and we worked very hard in every part of the district. We had over 20 trips to the North Coast, and the support that we've got from so many community leaders up there, including Congressman Thompson, I think speaks to our commitment and our hard work in that regard. So I'm optimistic tonight. I think we've got a great chance of finishing certainly in the top two. I hope to be number one. And we'll see who else makes the runoff, and my hope is that I'm part of that going into the fall.
So do you support the top two primary? Do you like it? Do you like the running under this new system?
You know, there are pros and cons. I like the fact that it does challenge you to reach out and to campaign probably more broadly than under the other rules. The downside is that, you know, it can lead to some pretty chaotic results. We'll see how it goes tonight. But if two Democrats are squaring off in the fall, I think that's strange. And I think we lose something in a debate like that. And also, as Democrats, I think we have the potential to divide ourselves and weaken our party in an election year when we really need to be strong and united.
Who do you think is going to be your opponent this November?
You know, I don't know. I think that there are three candidates that have a shot tonight, and that would be Norman Solomon, Dan Roberts, and Stacey Lawson.
A lot of people up here.
I think it's going to be close.
A lot of people up here. I mean, Susan Adams has a big following up here. You don't see her finishing in the top two?
I would be surprised, but hey, anything's possible.
So what going forward? You've got assuming you get through tonight. I think most people looking at the race think that you will. You've got five more months. What do you hope to bring to the voters over the next 5 months? Assuming you get into the top two.
Well, the thing I like best about the campaign we've put together is that it's built to last. This is not a campaign that was meant to sort of eke into the general election and then figure out another plan. This is a campaign that really has legs and durability, and it's because of that breadth. So I think we're the best positioned campaign if we make the runoff to consolidate support from the other candidates, from other constituencies that may not have been totally with me this time around. And my campaign in the fall is going to just work on building what's already a great broad base of support.
Now, I think everybody thinks of you as an effective campaigner, an effective politician. Certainly, your tactics, your campaign strategies are going to have to change somewhat over the next 5 months, depending on who you draw as an opponent. Is that right?
You know, not really, Hank. Frankly, I am what I am. I'm going to run the same campaign no matter who I'm running against. So I have heard people sort of speculate, well, gosh, if it's this person, that might pull him to the left, or that person might pull him to the right. What you see is what you get. You know, I've got a long record. I'm not going to be, having any election year conversions or any major pivots because, you know, I'm pretty well formed as an elected official.
Now we were watching, Larry and I were watching the results come in from Wisconsin just now, right before we went on air, and we saw that Governor Scott Walker survived his recall. I think it sort of points to, that whole division there in Wisconsin supports that sort of points to like the great divide, I think, that exists in American politics that a lot of people talk about. If you get to Capitol Hill, how are you going to survive in such a strategy? How are you going to advocate for you know, your positions in such a divided climate?
Yeah, well, I think the key is to have strong values, which I do. I've got strong Democratic values, but to not be sanctimonious, to not attack other people's character, and to not become part of this toxic food fight that is basically what our politics have turned into for the last several years. And that's, I think, one reason why I have been able to build such broad support in this campaign, because I don't operate that way. I treat people with respect, and I build relationships of trust and confidence with people, even when I don't agree with them all the time. I think that's probably the most important missing ingredient in Congress these days. And as dysfunctional as it is, you know, it could get worse. If you just send people that want to go back there and fight harder and scream louder and be more puritanical in their ideology, as bad as it is, it could get worse.
Well, how do you think that, and I agree that, it could get worse, and there's also, it's also something that is becoming more and more obvious is just not something that we can have. It's not working. Things are not working very well in Washington. I mean, how do you change that? It's a cultural thing, isn't it?
Well, the country's going to have to change it. I think we have an opportunity to take a big step in that direction this fall. If we take 25 seats, we shift the House. Maybe that can happen. Either way, I think it's going to be better than it has been. And I hope to be part of a new class of members of Congress who want to get things done and are focused on results and problem solving. So the answer to your question is all I can do is bring that approach with me as one member of Congress. But you know what? That's where it starts.
So who's going to be at your election party tonight, Assembly Member?
Well, my family and friends here in San Rafael, as well as people from actually quite a long way. We have folks coming in from all over the district, actually. We're going to have some satellite parties as well, one in Mendocino and one in Eureka.
Where's the one in Eureka?
My website at jaredhuffman.com under events. You can get the details. We would love you to join us. We're going to Skype in together in video conference. So it's going to be a great event, and I hope everybody that is listening who supports me finds a way to join us.
All right. Well, first of all, I want to thank you very much for taking some time to talk to us. We really appreciate it. If the election ultimately goes the way that you would like and you are elected to Congress, when you get to Washington and you have your, you know, your celebration party, can you see if you get James Taylor to be the musician?
Wouldn't that be great?
All right.
You know that I am the world's biggest James Taylor fan.
I do know that. So if you need any help, not that I know him, but I'll do what I can.
All right. I appreciate that, Nick.
All right. Thanks very much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.